live. You can take control of the airwaves. Dial in toll free at 800-259-9231. Tonight it's Ian with you.
And Josh.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you all the features on the site for free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. By the way, the brand new freetalklive.com 2.0. If you haven't been there yet, make sure you head over and take a look at the brand new features that are throughout the entire website. The whole thing has been redesigned to make it more community-oriented, more, as they call it, Web 2.0. So enjoy that, freetalklive.com. We're going to start things out here tonight with a story I mentioned last night, but we didn't get a chance to get to. And it's pretty outrageous. I mean, this Hugo Chavez character, down in Venezuela, he's quite the madman. I mean, if you think that we've got problems with inflation in this country, well, get this. According to Reuters, Venezuelans rushed to the shops on Saturday, fearful of price rises after a currency devaluation that will let President Hugo Chavez boost government spending ahead of an election, but feeds opposition charges of economic mismanagement. Yeah, you think? In a bid to jumpstart,
he's devaluing the currency. What charge could you level that wasn't economic mismanagement?
Well, it says here it's a bid to jumpstart the recession-hit economy. How is cutting the value of the currency in half going to jumpstart the economy in any way?
I guess that will, increase spending from, people outside of the country into the country is the idea.
Well, he's just going to give people money.
I don't know what he's going to do, but he did say that there's going to be a dual system for the fixed-rate bolivar. It devalues the currency to 4.3 and 2.6 against the dollar from a rate of 2.15 per dollar in place since 2005, giving the better rate for basic goods in an attempt to limit the impact of the measure on consumer prices. So somehow going to have different valuations for the bolivar. I'm not an economics expert, so I don't really understand what all of it means, but I do know that when you devalue your currency, that prices will go up. That much I am pretty sure of. In fact, the people of Venezuela are well aware of that. That's why they're rushing to the stores to buy a bunch of stuff before all of a sudden the money they have loses, I don't know, half of its value perhaps.
Well, the real punchline's coming as to what he intends to do with the store owners.
Oh, yeah. The opposition seized on fears that prices for imported goods will double as shoppers formed lines of more than 100 people outside some stores in Caracas.
It looks like Black Friday, you know?
In fact, that's exactly what Diana Savilana said, the sales executive at, I guess, one of the stores. She says, it was a Black Friday tinted red. In reference to the crimson color of Chavez's Socialist Party, she stood in a line of 30 people outside an electronics store in a middle-class neighborhood. The socialist Chavez believes the state should have a weighty role in managing the economy. During his 11 years in office, he's nationalized most heavy industry, and business and finance are tightly regulated. The devaluation is politically risky, but means every dollar of oil revenue puts more bolivars in the government coffers. That allows Chavez to lavish cash on social projects and fund salary increases ahead of parliamentary elections in September. So basically, he's using the idea is he's using the money that he'll be getting out of this as a government, the head of the state to fund his reelection campaign. Opponents were quick.
Chicken way to fund your reelection campaign, isn't it?
Yeah, on the backs of all of the people in your country.
Right. The people that oppose and the people that support.
Yeah.
That's fair.
And how specifically is he devaluing? Is he just printing money beyond control just so he can fund things? Or
apparently
he decreed that it's going to be worth less?
Yeah, apparently that's what he's doing. He is just decreeing that the currency will be worth 4.3 and 2.6 against the dollar. Now, it was a rate of 2.15 per dollar that had been in place since 2005. And essentially, he's taking that 2.15 to 4.3 for a lot of goods, but basic goods in an attempt to measure the impact on consumer prices or limit the impact, he's taking the basic goods rate from 2.15 to 2.6.
I can't even imagine how he's going to do this. I mean, this is amazing to me that you can just make this decree. I mean, he's not increasing the amount of money. He's calling some things worth more. Price fixing, I guess, is what he's doing.
That's what it sounds like. Yeah, it's according to Caracas Mayor Antonio Ledezma, he says by establishing the exchange rate at 4.3 bolivars per dollar, the quality of life for Venezuelans is automatically devalued since we now have half the money we had before. I mean, he's literally taking half of their buying power away in one fell swoop. And it doesn't make it clear whether or not actually inflating the money supply is a factor here. I'm not exactly sure how.
You think it would have to be to actually undercut the value of the currency. It would have to be something tangible, not just waving the magic wand or the gun around and saying it shall be done.
Opponents were quick to criticize the socialist who a year ago promised the global financial crisis would not touch a hair of Venezuela's economy. He announced a devaluation on Friday night during an important baseball game. The devaluation is embarrassing for Chavez, who resisted calls from economists and many government allies to make the move last year when oil prices were at their lowest and elections a long way off. Holders of Venezuela's foreign debt are pleased, since the devaluation improves government finances and lessens the need to issue more bonds. However, Chavez risks taking a blow to his popularity ratings, which are about 50%, as prices for many products inevitably
50%, man, that's
amazing,
great,
isn't it? Will rise in the country of 28 million people, which relies on imports for much of its consumption. The finance minister says, this is weird. Okay, here you go. Minister Ali Rodriguez said the devaluation will add 3% to 5% to inflation. So, how does that work exactly? It seems to just have something to do with setting prices based on what he's just saying that, okay, well, now the bolivar is worth half of what it was worth compared to the American dollar as of now,
and
basically,
that's
is what he's saying.
It's not uncommon with currencies, especially South American currencies, to be tied to the dollar in that manner. But, you know, essentially you know, they're calling a bolivar a quarter. You know, this is what the exchange rate is, but I, for the life of me, I don't know how they do it.
According to the story here at Reuters, the new two-tiered exchange system offers the $2.6 rate for goods deemed essential, including food, medicine, and industrial machinery. Other products, because, you know, Hugo Chavez knows what's essential, so he's just going to
So different product categories have different exchange rates for the currency?
Correct, which is why inflating the currency doesn't make sense, right?
That's
because
crazy.
They've got different categories. So other products, including cars and telephones, will be imported at the higher 4.3 rate. Economist Pavel Gomez of the economics school said the new system will increase opportunities for graft in a country that is already riddled with corruption. Multiple exchange schemes are incentives for corruption, more so if they're applied in the Venezuela way, he says. Those who have good contacts can buy at 2.6 and sell at 4.3.
Oh, God.
Chavez, that all makes sense now.
Yeah. Chavez, whose popularity usually rises in correlation with public spending, also said on Friday that the central bank had transferred $7 billion of foreign reserves to a development fund used to finance investment projects. So he is quite the madman. But it's not over. Bloomberg reporting that Venezuelan President Hugo Chavez said that businesses have no reason the next day, by the way, this story came from, have no reason to raise prices following the devaluation of the bolivar, and that the government will, in fact, seize any entity that boosts its prices.
Now, at this point, he's pretty much seized everything of value in Venezuela as far as the big industries.
Yeah.
And I'm sure the government is quickly on its way into driving them into the ground as far as they possibly can as they suck whatever wealth that industry you know, has for those that are connected, and you know, thereby they won't be able to supply the poor people with anything. So it should be interesting.
Chavez says he'll create an anti-speculation committee to monitor prices after private businesses said that prices would double and consumers rushed to buy household appliances and televisions. The government is the only authority able to dictate price increases. The bourgeois are already talking about how all prices are going to double and they're closing their businesses to raise prices, Chavez said in comments on state television during his weekly Alo Presidente program. People, don't let them rob you. Denounce it. And I'm capable of taking over that business.
Wow.
the business is robbing the people, according to him.
They're not even hiding the overt communism anymore.
The toll-free number, well, he is the socialist. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Bring up anything. It's Free Talk Live.
Attention, all active duty members and veterans of the U.S. military. Your proud service to your country entitles you with the right to participate in special VA loan programs with benefits not available to the general public, like the ability to purchase a new home with no down payment or mortgage insurance, or refi with cash out up to 100% of your present home equity with less strict credit criteria. You are entitled to these benefits. Review them online at varadio.com.
This is Tim Lewis from iFreedom Direct and a veteran of Operation Iraqi Freedom. I want you to know that as a member or veteran of the United States military, you've earned special rights and privileges. On your feet! And get the details at varadio.com.
iFreedom Direct Corporation is a private lender approved by the VA and licensed in most states. In certain states, certain restrictions and limitations apply. For a current list of licenses, disclosures, and all benefits, go to varadio.com. varadio.com.
A revolution in smoking is underway. A revolution all smokers of traditional cigarettes should know about. Keep listening for a special offer from PowerVapor.com. Standard tobacco cigarettes contain over 4,000 harmful chemicals. Now it's time to release yourself from the grip of big tobacco and experience true smoking freedom. PowerVapor.com is an e-cigarette with the look, feel, and smoke of a real cigarette, but with no tar, no carbon monoxide, and no bad odors. Power Vapor's e-cigarettes deliver just the right amount of nicotine in a water vapor that looks and feels like real smoke. Yes, you choose from four levels of nicotine, and that puts you back in control. Plus, you'll enjoy eight flavors and big savings over traditional cigarettes. Get the facts and see our demonstration video at PowerVapor.com. That's PowerVapor.com. Log on to PowerVapor.com right now for a special 10% discount and 30-day money-back guarantee. PowerVapor.com, the smoking gun heard around the world.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
Studies have shown that many people do not get the proper vitamins and minerals necessary to maintain good health. With so many places to choose from, deciding where and what to buy can be a lengthy, frustrating process. The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com has over 150 bulk wholesale nutritional products in stock, including vitamins, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts. PureBulk.com's products contain no fillers, no additives, no fancy retail packaging, and no minimum purchase, allowing you to save 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. PureBulk.com carries atomic iodine, red wine extract, ginkgo biloba, oil of oregano, natural coffee caffeine, L-arginine, resveratrol, hyaluronic acid, creatine, curcumin, pine bark extract, grape seed extract, and more. For prices, additional products, and more information, visit PureBulk.com. That's PureBulk.com. Or call 406-251-3270. That's 406-251-3270 today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything by dialing the toll-free number 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's 1-800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
Josh and Mark.
Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features free, so enjoy those on us, including the bulletin board system, over 500,000 posts for you to surf around through. Lots of stuff to talk about there over at bbs.freetalklive.com. You'll find everything from intelligent to asinine conversations at the BBS, bbs.freetalklive.com. And what if you found out that the best liberty activists from around the world were moving to the same place in order to achieve liberty in their lifetimes? Would you want to join them? Well, it's happening, and you can be a part of it. Join the Free State Project at freestateproject.org. That's freestateproject.org. And I imagine if you're in Venezuela right now, you are thinking the Free State Project might not be such a bad idea, because the madman who's running the government over there, Hugo Chavez, has basically devalued the currency by 50%. And he's also setting up a two-tiered system. So the currency hasn't devalued in all product categories. It has gone from 2.15 per dollar to 4.3 in many categories, in a lot of imported goods, for instance, and only from 2.15 to 2.6 in basic goods, food and things like that. So as some of the experts are pointing out here, that essentially means that corruption will increase as people who know the right people will be able to buy their products at the 2.6 rate and then turn around and sell them at the 4.3 rate. Chavez himself is saying that if businesses are caught raising prices in response to the fact that, well, things are going to cost more, he's going to seize their business.
Is that his rationale? I mean, is that why he's just how he's able to justify this to people who are saying, if I cut the value of the currency in half, therefore all the products and services that you're looking for will cost less? Well, just trying to,
I don't know what he's
trying
to say.
I think he's saying that it won't affect you. It'll just bring more money into the country to the sort of average person. But really what this is doing is it's taking those businesses on the periphery, which I would suspect are owned by lower middle class people, and it's killing them. And then what it's going to leave are the businesses that are well-funded, that can afford to raise their prices slowly over time, slowly enough that
you
it doesn't...
state-owned businesses.
Well, I think that it will result in some of those, but sort of the rich people will... their businesses will continue and the poor people's will die.
The insanity continues, though. Rolling blackouts of up to 4 hours a day began in the capital and other parts of the country on Wednesday, that's today, as President Hugo Chavez urged Venezuelans to accept the cutbacks and liken them to a national energy diet. The government says rationing is necessary to prevent a widespread power collapse if the water levels behind Guri Dam, which supplies most of Venezuela's electricity, fall to critical lows in the coming months due to a severe drought. Officials also acknowledge that some gas and oil-fueled thermoelectric plants are now producing below capacity while undergoing repairs. Some Caracas residents grumbled about morning power outages. This is the worst, said Joanna Machado, a 30-year-old cashier at a bakery delicatessen. With no electricity to power the coffee maker or the scale used to weigh cold cuts, Machado says sales were suffering. Critics blame Chavez's government for the shortage, saying it has failed to complete enough power upgrades to keep up with increasing demand. Yes, obviously that's what the problem is, because when you put the government in charge of something, it will fail at it. And when you put the government in charge of critical infrastructure, there's a good chance they're going to botch it up. No. So when you see stories like Atlanta having a drought and, you know, having to put in water rationing, or California having rolling blackouts, or in this case, actual scheduled blackouts during the day.
This is a country that exports oil.
It's right. It's because it's the government running this utility.
Yeah, it's not as if they were elected by the people to do this. They seemingly just seized control of these industries.
Well, I think that, you know, to some extent, this is a leftover an artifact of colonialism, because so few rich people owned so much in Venezuela that and the poor people were essentially their serfs or slaves. Now it's kind of payback is fair play kind of thing is the way they're seeing it. So it's going the other direction. However, socialism doesn't work. It doesn't work if you're poor. It doesn't work if you're rich. It doesn't work if you're anything but God. And I'm sorry, Hugo Chavez is not. So you know, the the poor people are using the government to steal things from the sort of the rich or whatever. But I suspect the rich have already cashed in their chips as best they can, and they've hightailed it out of there.
Okay, the thing I've noticed is that when socialists talk about the people is always everybody but you.
Yes.
Yeah, in fact, I was wondering to myself, I was reading the story, I'm thinking, so they've got scheduled blackouts of up to 4 hours a day. What do you think? You think Hugo Chavez's office is going to be subject to those blackouts?
Well, if they are, that'll be at 2 a.m.
Yeah, I have a feeling that that he's going to be exempt. And
of course he is.
You know,
he's doing important work.
Right. The state is a critical sector of the economy, and we can't just have the state agents being without power. Chavez denied the critics' claims that it was the government's fault for the shortage, saying the drought is the primary cause of the problem, and rationing is necessary to extend the dam's capacity to feed the electrical grid. Rains are expected to return at the end of the traditional dry season this May. So you guys get to have 4-hour rolling blackouts from now until we decide to bring the power back. As though it's, it's just nature. You know, we can't help it. There's a drought. Well, yeah, you could. If you were a private industry, you'd have backup plans. You'd have alternate sources to generate that power.
And innovation. And this is the thing. Is Venezuela's population going up or down? I suspect it's going up. If you're talking about the level of poverty that I imagine is going on in Venezuela, and I can't say I'm a foreign policy expert specializing in Venezuela. I'm not going to claim that. I'm just guessing that its population is continuing to rise over time. And you're putting the government in charge of innovation in the area of industry? I mean, when does government innovate? They're not innovative. They're never going to be able to keep up with sort of increased demand for electricity over time because there's going to be more and more people. They're going to need more and more electricity.
No, they will just draft up a plan and decide for you what appliances you should use, what current they're going to draw, and how much you're going to be able to get.
I'm sorry, your energy footprint is too high. Mm. You may not read at night any longer.
Toll-free number here if you want to comment is 800-259-9231. Chavez, who remains the country's most popular politician, vowed in a televised speech to show his opponents he still has the edge. He dared opponents to gather signatures for a recall referendum similar to the one he survived in 2004. Aren't you saying that Chavez is finished, that nobody likes me? Well, show it, he said. Opposition leaders announced plans for a protest march later this month against the blackouts and 25% inflation, which is now expected to go higher due to the devaluation.
Well, duh.
25% inflation. Now, El Nacional newspaper, which is strongly critical of Chavez, ran a front-page headline Wednesday likening the blackouts to Cuba's special period, a reference to food, fuel, and power scarcities after the collapse of the Soviet Union brought the island's economy to its knees. Some business leaders also expressed concern. There's more to the story here a little bit. 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can bring up what you want. It's the People's Workers' Paradise of Venezuela. More coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-Dry Guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
America is in deep, deep trouble because we don't know our rights. Let's give real freedom back into America by teaching and promoting the Bill of Rights with the 2010 Freedom Calendar. Why? Because our forefathers gave them to us. Because the Freedom Calendar is true patriotism in action. And because if you don't know your rights and use them, you may lose them. The Freedom Calendar is the best educational tool in over 200 years. It shows in detail how to use your rights, how to answer any bureaucrat, how to use your guaranteed rights for true freedom. The Freedom Calendar is the easy way to learn the proper use and function of each of our rights and is perfect for homeschoolers, business promotions, and fundraisers. Order your Freedom Calendar now for just $15, and discounts are available for bulk orders. Call 651-771-5234. Again, 651-771-5234. The Freedom Calendar. Know your rights or lose them. Order now while supplies last. Call 651-771-5234 today.
Thomas Jefferson once said, "When the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty." Our God-given right to life and liberty and the right to determine what is best for our lives and our families' health are in jeopardy. If we the people do not diligently assert these rights, they may be taken away and lost forever. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, and we will not meekly allow ourselves to be led as lambs to the slaughter. Sitting passively by and accepting the chains of slavery that are being placed on America is not an option. Please stand with Utopia Silver in this fight. Utopia Silver carries some of the most effective colloidal silver products on the market and numerous other high-quality health supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, utopiasilver.com. Or call us today at 1-888-213-4338. 1-888-213-4338.
Remain in your houses. The President of the United States has declared martial law under Executive Order 11004.
Will they do it? Will they pull the trigger this time? We all pray they stand down, but an engineered crisis seems more likely with each passing day. Think it can't happen here? Executive Order 10990 locks down all highways. Executive Order 10995 seizes control of all media outlets. Executive Order 10998 controls all farms and food supplies. All these executive orders are now cocked, loaded, and waiting for the right crisis. So if you're worried about the possibility of martial law here in America or have questions about how to survive it, go to martiallawsurvival.com. That's martiallawsurvival.com. Go to martiallawsurvival.com right now.
You must remain in your houses until your bracelets are scanned.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
Live, you can take control of the airwaves if you dial in toll free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. Tonight it's Ian with you.
And Josh.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website if it's working, which is not right now. So great time for the web server to crash.
You
right
plug the website when it's down?
The live show. So if you're listening on the internet, it's probably through our webcams. The webcams are still live and functioning.
At cam.freetalklive.com?
That won't work. You'll have to go to ustream.tv and search for Liberty Radio Network to pull up our stream.
What a nightmare.
Yeah.
Get this fixed.
I can't do anything. I can only contact the server company and hope they get it fixed. So, we haven't figured out what's wrong yet, but we'll keep doing our show because that's what we do here. 800-259-9231. Phone lines are working. We'll take your calls about absolutely anything. We're talking about Venezuela and just the socialist paradise that it is down there, where Hugo Chavez can wave his magic wand and set the currency rates. He can just devalue the currency on a whim. He can decide to cut people out of getting power in the mornings. They have scheduled blackouts now because, well, the government is inept, just like all governments are inept, and it can't handle the demand that people are placing on it for power consumption.
What blows my mind is there is a mountain of empirical evidence, and this obviously as well, that socialism amounts to nothing more than a trickle-up poverty that eventually floods everybody out. It's a high watermark that nobody can really survive unless they already have a life raft of extreme wealth.
Yet the
power.
Man has a 50% approval rating.
Well, it's institutionalized theft.
What does that mean? One in two people don't hate him.
If you look at theft, people are willing to do it, especially if there's no penalty to them, and that's what That's what the institutionalized theft means. There's no penalty to the average person. So they don't really care if the long-term result is bad stuff, as long as the short-term result is I get more things. And in the case of probably the very poor people in Venezuela, you know, things mean my family gets to eat better, or I get to have electricity, things that you and I would take for granted.
Shoes.
Yeah, you know, that kind of stuff. So... This is the result of colonialism from centuries past, and this is this is the kind of pendulum swing that you can expect when you use force to get what you want. When you threaten people with the gun of government, this is the kind of pendulum swing you'll get, and we can expect this pendulum to swing again and again. The United States government currently uses the guns of government to try to control the world. Well, what do you think the world's going to do the United States in decades from now? It's not going to be good. Here's your example, people. Take a look.
Business leaders also expressed concern. Noel Alvarez, president of the country's largest business chamber, said the outages will worsen the recession. These are the power outages. Venezuela's economy declined 2.9% last year, in part due to lower prices for the country's oil and reduced oil output. As outages began in Caracas, some parts of the capital lost power from midnight to 4 a.m. and others from 8 a.m. to noon. Other parts of the city will have afternoon outages.
Now, the power's going out at midnight to 4 a.m.?
Yeah.
I mean, what's the point of that?
That's supposedly to reduce the demand on the system.
But the system would have its peak demand during the day, so that would be the best. When they do brownouts, that's what they do. They generally will cut power to homes and that kind of the residential grid in order to feed the commercial grid during the day.
Well, like you said, maybe the midnight to 4 a.m. is the government sector. Who knows if they're even cutting the government hours? It's not making that clear in the story. Venezuela's Professional Baseball League said night games begin an hour earlier to help fans arrive home before midnight outages. As government has said, it won't cut power to sports stadiums.
Of course not. You have to keep people occupied.
The bread and circuses. They won't also cut power to subways or hospitals. Government also recently reduced the hours of electricity supply for shopping centers and required businesses and large residential complexes to cut energy use by 20% or face fines. So does that mean they're going to come in and they're going to audit people's power bills? They're going to actually take a look at a shopping mall and say, oh, you haven't cut your power bill.
Well, they probably will do such a thing. And what that means is that it's going to be done arbitrarily in the same way that that IRS audits are done arbitrarily. They'll sort of randomize it and target the bigger consumers and they'll go after them. And, you know, sometimes you'll win and sometimes you'll lose.
Or bully.
Well, actually, you always lose.
Or bully everybody into self-regulating and filling out the paperwork and saying, see, I've cut my usage 25% this month.
Here's just the last line is real sweet. Chavez has reduced the workday of many government employees, setting new hours from, go ahead,
3 to 5 p.m.
I have no idea.
8 to 1. 8 a.m. to 1 p.m.
Fewer hours,
5-hour workday.
Fewer hours and no pay cut, right?
No, I don't. I didn't mention anything about a pay cut. I mean, what government workers are hourly? I guess there's some of them, but many of them are on salary.
It's
right?
it's just support for the bureaucrat class. It's amazing. Yeah. Amazing. And people don't see it. They don't see that, well, all you're doing is
it take?
Is you're taking from the haves and giving to the government so they become the haves.
Listen, it's just a job, Mark.
What does it take for people to see this, though? I mean, how much economic destruction does a society have to go through until they finally realize what the cause of it is? Because Chavez and the people like him are very, very good at pushing it off on somebody else. Oh, it's not our fault. It's those businessmen over there. Hey, you greedy businessmen, don't you raise prices after we've devalued the currency, or we'll seize your business. See, these people are trying to rob you, citizens. These businessmen are evil. We wouldn't rob you. We're your government. We love you.
No, give up your tax money.
That's the pendulum swing, though. Businesses have used, government in the past in order to get what they want, and it's the pendulum
swing.
Not all
businesses have, though. I mean, they're all going to suffer, regardless of whether they use the state or not.
Indeed, it's not the individual, but it's still the pendulum swing.
Let's go to your phone calls about what you want. Joe is in Ohio, and you're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Joe.
How do you think they try to use churches and pastors as a front to make people feel guilty about that?
Feel guilty about what?
I think the pastors and churches try to sometimes make people feel guilty for not being part of that program to cut back.
Oh, okay. So
use
you're
it
saying
as a front
the state
to make people
use...
their churches feel guilty?
Gotcha. Certainly there are people in this country that the churches will take political positions and they're restricted from doing that by the IRS. And so there's some level of control over
the Catholic Church
here.
The Catholic Church just came out saying that they that they're basically supporting the global warming agenda thing from the UN, which is really interesting. I mean, basically, I guess what they're saying is that God is not omniscient and not omnipotent if the world that he created can somehow be ruined by man. But that being beside the point, they came out and did the same sort of thing.
They cut back on their services and cut back on their various services during the week and everything. Man. So what do you think, if you went to a church, what would you say about that?
Which church? I mean,
if you went to one.
The problem with churches in general, as my opinion is you don't get to say anything. The preacher stands up there. He tells everybody what it is that's right and wrong, and you shut up and you sit in the pew. You can decide whether you like it or not. You can decide whether to give money or not, but you don't really get to decide you don't get to confront what he says. You might be able to come up and say something to him afterwards, but that's the reason I go to Quaker meeting is, you know, there is no preacher, there is no top-down hierarchy, and
you know it's not that way at all.
Are you allowed to discuss things there that matter to everybody?
Yeah, you can. You speak as the Spirit moves you in a Quaker meeting.
But I mean, you're also allowed to discuss things that really you think that matters to people that can make a difference with.
I think it depends on the meeting. At our meeting, we talk about issues like that.
Well, there's two segments to the meetings, the Quaker meetings that I've been to. There's the one where it's mostly silence, and then it's broken occasionally by, as you're saying, the people that
meeting for worship as well
have felt moved to speak. And then after that's a more silent portion, that's just more of a discussion phase. Thank you for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. But there are some what they call programmed Quaker meetings.
Yes.
I guess they don't happen that much in the Northeast, but where there is a preacher and they, you know, they sit and they listen. 800-259-9231. I would not care to go to a meeting. More coming up here. You can bring up anything. Take control of the airwaves. This is Free Talk Live. Have you been thinking about starting a website? I'm going to tell you about a great offer from HostGator. HostGator is a worldwide leader for web hosting, and they make it easy to get your own .com domain name. You create your very own website with their free site builder tools and templates. Use the coupon code FTL, that's FTL as in Free Talk Live, and sign up at HostGator.com to receive your first month completely free. Whether you want a personal blog or a complete e-commerce business website, let the experts at HostGator.com host you.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Nestle Toll House Refrigerated Cookie Dough. There are a million reasons to bake with Toll House. Find yours at verybestbaking.com. Whether it's sweet potatoes on Thanksgiving or burgers on the 4th of July, kids associate certain foods with certain occasions. Family traditions are important to them. So when planning your holiday or birthday menu, keep in mind what they like most and invite the kids to cook up a new food tradition. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
This is an emergency alert. People don't die of H1N1 infection. They die from system-wide intoxication and toxic shock. Doctors call it the cytokine storm following infection and immune hyperstimulation. Vaccines with immune stimulants or toxic drugs chemicalize your body, adding to your death risk. Prevent death and reverse diseases from infections, vaccinations, and drug toxicity. Call this number to get my free special report about the flu and what to do to save lives, maybe even your own. I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. Order Zeolite, the world's most powerful broad-spectrum detoxifier, immune system guard, and vaccine cleanse. Avoid vaccinations and drugs. Use Zeolite and OxySilver Hydrosol instead to detox and de-germ your body. Stop the shock of toxicity and preventable deaths. Call 1-888-KO-GERMS. That's 1-888-KO-GERMS. Or visit zeolife.net and oxysilver.net and order your free report and package special.
Our economy is in great distress. The financial dominoes can fall at any time. It's time to stop hoping it doesn't happen and prepare just in case it does. You have auto and home insurance. why wouldn't you have food insurance? Are you prepared to feed your family long term? Because it might take years to recover. As the adult, it's your responsibility to feed your family, especially during rough times. SurvivalistSeeds.com is offering a package that will give you a 3-acre heirloom vegetable garden anywhere. 50 heirloom varieties, 8,000 vegetable seeds, over 5 pounds of healthy food. Don't be fooled by marketing companies disguised as patriots. SurvivalistSeeds.com is owned by Big John Lipscomb, host of Don't Tread on Me radio show.
Why is drinking pure high alkaline pH water the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Because alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using AlkaVision pH Drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to an alkaline level. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring us whatever you want. Dial in toll free at 800-259-9231. That number brought to you by SACL, CAI, 800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Josh.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site free when it's working, which is not right now. So make a note and try freetalklive.com some other time.
Stop promoting the website.
Well, many people will be listening to this when it is working.
Okay. Many people, but not most people.
I don't know about that.
Most people are listening on the radio.
That's true.
HostGator is a worldwide leader for web hosting, and they make it easy to get your own .com domain name. Create your very own website with their free web builder tools and templates. Use the coupon code FTL, that's FTL as in Free Talk Live, and sign up for HostGator.com to receive your first month completely free. Whether you want a personal blog or a complete e-commerce business site, it's HostGator.com, code FTL. Does HostGator host our site?
It does not.
Oh, well. Aren't they number one?
They are number one, absolutely. I actually looked at them, and I have to look a little closer. I don't think they offer the dedicated servers that we need for a site that's as big as ours is. If you're just going to run a smaller site, a blog site or something like that, I think HostGator is perfect for it.
This might give you a good reason to check.
Yeah, I'll check again. Toll free is 800-259-9231. You can bring up whatever you want. Josh, you're going to tell us about, you've got the Doomsday Clock. What is the Doomsday Clock?
Well, the Doomsday Clock is a symbol. It's the Earth with a minute hand and an hour hand, and it symbolizes mankind's approach to absolute atomic holocaust represented by the midnight hour.
And they know this how?
It's just artwork, right?
Yeah.
Is this artwork? It's symbolic. I can only see meant to keep people afraid.
Ah, art based on fear. Excellent.
Anyway, okay.
Well, the Doomsday Clock is going to be moved by the world's top scientists tomorrow, a little bit closer to midnight. The minute hand of the famous Doomsday Clock will be moved at 3 p.m. tomorrow afternoon for the first time in 2 years. The timepiece in New York conveys how close humanity is to the catastrophic destruction, which is represented by midnight. It was created by the Bulletin of the Atomic Scientists in 1947, 2 years after the United States dropped the first atomic bombs on Japan. It was originally set at 7 minutes to midnight. The clock has been altered 18 times since then by the Bulletin Scientific Board. This now includes Professor Stephen Hawking and 18 other Nobel laureates. The latest recorded time was 2 minutes to midnight in 1953 as the Cold War heated up between the U.S. and the Soviet Union.
So how are we doing now?
It's 5 minutes till, is that right?
In 2007, it was wound down to 5 minutes to midnight, which is going a little bit back. I guess tensions went down. Reflect a failure to solve problems posed by nuclear weapons. Today, the public could watch the change for the first time via a live web feed. A spokesman said that factors influencing the latest doomsday clock change include international negotiations on nuclear disarmament and nonproliferation, expansion of civilian nuclear power, the possibilities of nuclear terrorism, and climate change.
So basically, it's a piece of art created by science types who will arbitrarily decide how close they think the world is to complete destruction.
Correct.
There's no consensus in science.
Obviously not, but it is apparently the consensus of the Bulletin of Atomic Scientists. Is that what they are?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
The Bulletin? What is that, a newsletter, or is it a group of people?
I don't know.
It's a silly-looking thing. I'm actually looking at a picture of it here. It's just got little dots on it. It's not even very detailed.
It doesn't even have, like, a full 60, 360 degrees of motion. It's the last quarter of the clock. So apparently, since it's been created, we're
always
a quarter
15
of our lifespan.
We're always 15 minutes to the brink of destruction.
There's no option less than 15 minutes from destruction.
Right.
You can't get back to 11 o'clock.
Well, so this is a fear-based mentality, right? I mean, what's the point of this? What's the motivation here?
I guess to spur the average person into having some control in their government to stop this.
The masses like symbols. Let me draw a corollary with the New Year's Eve ball for a minute.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'm curious how many people actually watched on television during their own personal New Year's Eve celebration, no matter where they were in the world, the ball dropping in Times Square.
It was on the television where I was, which was hanging out with you guys.
Yes, exactly. And that was streaming from the internet. So that's something
I didn't watch it, though.
This stuff really has nothing to do with your specific location or your frame of reality, but it's become so ingrained in the idea of New Year's that people are drawn to it and respect it. I think the doomsday clock is just like that. For some reason, people might be more apt to heed warnings on nuclear arms if the hand moves. Don't ask me why.
Yeah, I mean, I guess it doesn't hurt to start a conversation. I mean, if that's what it can do, if it can help people talk about nuclear proliferation and things like that and how awful it was for the U.S. to bomb people back in the 1940s, I think that that could be useful, I suppose. But there's not really much that little people like us can do about nuclear weapons, right? I mean, you can't elect Republicans and Democrats to get rid of them. Can you?
That's clearly not happening.
I mean, no, Obama got elected on an anti-war position, and I saw a story in the news today about how he's got a $708 billion, defense plan for 2010 or something like that, a record-setting. Barack Obama is about ready to set a record for the amount of money spent on, and they use the term defense, but we know what it all means. It's offense. It's the military. So spending essentially over $700 billion on wars.
Well, here's the thing. You can't legislate away or ban knowledge. Atomic energy and its use in weapons manufacture is knowledge now.
Yeah.
You can never trust the world never to use it for that end. So I kind of see nuclear deterrence as inevitable. Stockpiles are never going to go down.
Probably true. Although it's certainly – I think that's certainly something worth working toward. Not that I disagree with you. I think that you're right. I mean, clearly, as long as governments exist, they will have incentives to build the most destructive, horrific, awful weapons they possibly can. And so, wouldn't it be possible theoretically, though? I mean, what would happen if the U.S. federal government just decided to crash and burn someday? I mean, for economic factors, the end times come for the federal government. What happens then to the nuclear stockpile?
Well, I think a lot of them are aging, greatly, and probably not as useful. But you know, it's not good. It's sort of what happened in Russia, right? Where did they go?
Did they go somewhere?
Yes, they did.
They disappeared?
Yeah, they went on the black market.
They're supposedly have gone out on the black market, but I always question that because you would think The free market is a little more efficient than government. You'd think that they would have used the nuclear weapons.
It hasn't happened.
Right. No. So
it's not something you can use covertly. That's for sure.
Right. There's those the suitcase nuke threat, and you would think that they would have gotten into the hands of some people that would have used them. But then again, the person selling it might have said, you know, it could get used in where my family lives, and I don't want to do it. I don't have any idea.
After seeing the destruction that they've caused, I mean. The Hiroshima and Nagasaki bombs were nothing compared to the hydrogen bombs that we have now. And using them or threatening to use them seems to be more just a bluff. There's no net gain for reducing something to millions of years of radioactive dust.
I'm not going to bluff them. You know, I'm not going to play poker with guys that have those things.
There are lunatics that would probably do it, but
yes, you know, and some of them work.
Any rational person trying to gain something, you wouldn't nuke a city that you're trying to build for resources,
right?
No, but
you wouldn't nuke the slaves you're trying to take,
right? Well, if you think about it like a poker game, a rational person likely wouldn't play a poker game at all. You know, because there's the chance of losing or whatever, unless they believe that they were going to win, and so therefore that, you know, there's sort of this gamble to it. I guess poker's not a good example because mostly the money has to go somewhere. But you know, when it comes to the government people, you know, they may very well just be bluffing themselves. They can do whatever they want. What do they care?
The toll-free number here is 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. So nuclear proliferation, generally a bad thing, but it doesn't look like anything is going to change, regardless of what the folks with the doomsday clock, how much noise they make about, we're adding a minute, we're taking away a minute to our doomsday clock. I don't know. I mean, I wouldn't stop them from doing their little art project. But that's all it really seems to me.
Performance art.
Right, that's all it really seems like to me. In fact, speaking of performance art, Josh, you have another story in relation to performance art, but a little more directly obvious performance art, and we can get into that here in a few moments. Apparently, the Obama mania continues.
Overseas.
Well, maybe it'll come here. They're putting together a play, a musical, correct?
It's called Hope.
Okay, we'll find out what that's all about here. And, of course, take your calls about anything you want at 800-259-9231, SACL CAI toll-free line. Also, found out who is exempt from the new government health care program that is being proposed. We'll reveal that in moments. And you can take control of the airwaves. 800-259-9231, hour 2 is coming up.
Do you have hair or skin problems? Are you sensitive to fragrances or dyes? Quit suffering. Quit trying the latest new and improved potions. Try Unicure Hair and Skin Conditioner. It's been sold in top salons since 1973, and I've been using it for the past year, and I love it. Unicure's Hair and Skin Conditioner's gentle, greaseless formula is fragrance and color free. If you have hair or skin, you need Unicure. Call 888-UNICURE or visit unicure.com. 888-UNICURE. Unicure.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.